I'm speaking with the mayor of Asheville, Esther Mannheimer. Your impressions of the results tonight?
Well, you know, we had six great candidates get through the primary for the election tonight, and we have three great candidates that have been elected.
The only incumbent and the vice mayor of Asheville is not going to be reelected. Why do you think that happened to Mark Hunt?
You know, I can't really say. It's hard to know what the electorate is feeling. You know, it could be part of a national trend looking at unseating incumbents. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of political theorists that have better ideas than I do about that sort of thing.
How do you think this affects the business of city council having three novices join the city council?
Well, when I joined the city council in 2009, there were three novices, me being one of them, joining city council, and it was a great experience. So I look forward to it.
Beyond dissatisfaction with incumbents, what issues drove this campaign?
Well, you know, I think that's hard to tell exactly. You know, we have a lot of issues that are percolating in the city right now, such as short-term rentals, downtown development, affordable housing. There's a lot of issues that are burning in Asheville that are also prevalent in other similar cities across the nation. And I think we're seeing those same conversations happen right here in Asheville.
Any specific issue hurt Mark Hunt?
Again, I mean, I'm not a mind reader, so I can't say for sure what the electorate was thinking when they cast their ballot. But certainly it looks to me like, we had the coalitions that sort of the two groups of three that formed, and he may have been damaged by that.
You've been very careful not to express any disappointment, but are you disappointed?
No, really, I'm not. If there's one thing that being on city council has taught me, it's that everyone has something to bring to council. People that come from all walks of life, and they bring their own views and their own perspectives, and they bring something positive to city council. And I think that's the case tonight. We've got three people that worked hard to get elected, and I'm sure they're eager to roll up their sleeves and learn as much as they can and contribute in the best way they can.
For the first time in a long time, a minority will be on city council. What's your reaction to that?
You know, I think that's really important for Asheville. We have a minority population in Asheville of African Americans around 13%, and we haven't had a representative on city council representing the African American community. So, this is important for the African American community, I think, and for Asheville.